Sancho told them that this belonged to him as lawful plunder, being the spoils won in battle by his lord and master, Don Quixote. The fellows, with whom there was no jesting, not knowing what he meant by his spoils and battle, and seeing Don Quixote at a good distance in deep discourse by the side of the coach, fell both upon poor Sancho, threw him down, tore his beard from his chin, trampled on his stomach, thumped and mauled him in every part of his carcass, and there left him sprawling without breath or motion. In the meanwhile, the monk, scared out of his wits and as pale as a ghost, got upon his mule again as fast as he could, and spurred after his friend, who stayed for him at a distance, expecting the issue of this strange adventure. But being unwilling to stay to see the end of it, they made the best of their way, making more signs of the cross than if the devil had been posting after them. Don Quixote, as I said, was all the while engaged with the lady in the coach. "Lady," cried he, "your discretion is now at liberty to dispose of your beautiful self as you please, for the presumptuous arrogance of those who attempted to enslave your person lies prostrate in the dust, overthrown by this my strenuous arm. And that you may not be at a loss for the name of your deliverer, know I am called Don Quixote de la Mancha, by profession a knight-errant and adventurer, captive to that peerless beauty, Donna Dulcinea del Toboso. Nor do I desire any other recompense for the service I have done you, but that you return to Toboso to present yourself to that lady, and let her know what I have done to purchase your deliverance." To this strange talk, a certain Biscayner, the lady's squire, gentleman usher, or what you will please to call him, who rode along with the coach, listened with great attention. And perceiving that Don Quixote not only stopped the coach, but would have it presently go back to Toboso, he bore briskly up to him, and laying hold on his lance, "Get gone," cried he to him in bad Spanish and worse Biscayan. "Get gone, thou knight and devil go with you, or by he who me create, if thou do not leave the coach, me kill thee now so sure as me be a Biscayan." Don Quixote, who made shift to understand him well enough, very calmly made him this answer. "Wert thou a gentleman, as thou art not? Ere this I would have chastised thy insolence and temerity, thou inconsiderable mortal."
"What, me no gentleman?" replied the Biscayner.
"I swear thou be liar, as me be Christian. If thou throw away lance and draw sword, me will make no more of thee than cat does of mouse. Me will show thee me be Biscayan, and gentleman my land, gentleman by sea, gentleman in spite of devil, and thou lie if thou say contrary."
"I will try titles with you, as the man said," replied Don Quixote, and with that, throwing away his lance, he drew his sword, grasped his shield, and attacked the Biscayner, fully bent on his destruction. The Biscayner, seeing him come on so furiously, would gladly have alighted, not trusting to his mule, which was one of those scurvy jays that are let out to hire, but all he had time to do was only to draw his sword and snatch a cushion out of the coach to serve him instead of a shield, and immediately they assaulted one another with all the fury of mortal enemies. The bystanders did all they could to prevent their fighting, but it was in vain, for the Biscayner swore in his gibberish he would kill his very lady and all those who presumed to hinder him, if they would not let him fight. The lady in the coach, being extremely affrighted at these passages, made her coachman drive out of harm's way, and at a distance was an eyewitness of the furious combat. At the same time, the Biscayner let fall such a mighty blow on Don Quixote's shoulder over his shield that had not his armour been sword-proof, he would have cleft him down to the very waist. The knight, feeling the weight of that unmeasurable blow, cried out aloud, "O lady of my soul, Dulcinea, flower of all beauty, vouchsafe to succour your champion in this dangerous combat, undertaken to set forth your worth." The breathing out of this short prayer, the gripping fast of his sword, the covering of himself with his shield, and the charging of his enemy was but the work of a moment, for Don Quixote was resolved to venture the fortune of the combat all upon one blow. The Biscayner, who read his design in his dreadful countenance, resolved to face him.